Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you today. We've been sharing with you on the subject of overcoming in your life. Today we're going to begin talking about overcoming rejection. Every single one of us have had the opportunity to deal with rejection in our life. Depending upon how you dealt with it is dependent upon what kind of effect it has had in your life. God wants us to be healed of all the brokenheartedness or the bondage that has come from rejection. Set us at liberty from bruises that have come. You know, brokenheartedness is the result of an inner wounding. Many of us, we've been bruised because we've been rejected. Well, God wants to heal us. He wants to heal our soul of its wounds. You know, Psalms 23 says He comes to restore our soul. You know, a major problem that we've experienced is rejection. And what does rejection come from? It results from a denial or a lack of love. When we've been loved, then we've been approved and we've been accepted. But if we've been rejected, we've been disapproved. We've not been accepted. We've been refused. And hurts and wounds come in if you don't deal with it according to the Word of God. If you've been refused, denied, turned down, shunned, ignored, slighted, neglected, avoided by people, disapproved by people, then hurts and wounds could have come into you. It's because of a lack of love. God wants us to be set free. Wounded personalities from rejection become unstable in their behavior, in their attitudes, in the way they deal with things. You know, the devil can bring many abnormalities in our personality because of a denial of love and because of rejection. Certainly, when love abounds, then rejection won't function. Love is what's going to, of course, overcome. And this is why we've all got to get established in love. Love shown forth towards us is going to minister life. And shown forth those that have been hurt from rejection, it's going to heal them. Love heals, praise God, while rejection can bring hurt if we give place to the wrong reaction to it. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3. The Bible says that Jesus was despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, and we hid it was for our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. He was rejected. He was despised and rejected of men. He experienced rejection, and he overcame, praise God. Well, wrong reactions to rejection will bring hurt, and it will cause all kinds of problems. The wrong reaction is an area of sin. You know, one of the wrong reactions is the fear of rejection. If a person's been rejected, they think that they're going to be rejected again, and they develop a fear of rejection. They recoil. They draw back. They begin to put up false defense mechanisms. They start thinking, who can I trust? And distrust spirits come in, mistrust attitudes. They might think, well, I'd be hurt again, so I'm going to have to do something because of this fear of rejection. So they withdraw. Withdrawal spirits come in. They escape into other things. In fact, many times they're afraid, will others inflict wounds upon them again? And they're even afraid even to show forth any love even towards others. They're afraid that they might get rejected. And so what happens is changes come in the person to prevent further hurts. They might start getting into distrustful attitudes, even being suspicious and distrusting every person's motives, and let that fear of rejection, that fear of rejection will build a wall around the real self in you. And it's sin. It's going to open up the door because it's the wrong reaction. The right reaction is to forgive immediately and not let the changes occur in your personality. A second wrong reaction to rejection is self-rejection. You feel rejected. You might make this decision that, well, there must be something wrong with me. There must be something wrong with me that others don't like me or they've rejected me. And you start thinking that, well, if I were different, then I'd be loved. Then I'd be accepted. And so you start to make changes in your life, but not changes according to the Word of God. You start changing yourself in order to be accepted by others. And this causes a change in your personality. And this can be very destructive. Self-rejection is a door opener to multiple personality problems. In fact, I find a lot of people that have dealt with schizophrenia. We minister to people with schizophrenia and paranoia and all kinds of problems, depression and so forth. A lot of it has come because of a lack of love and self-rejection that came in. Because of the rejection and fears of rejection, self-rejection, it hinders you from being able not only to receive love or to give out love from others or to others. Very important. Rejection is the reaction and result of really responding out of self. Now, we're going to be rejected in life because Jesus was rejected, so we know that people are going to reject us. But that's why we have to respond with love and not respond out of self. If you respond out of self, you'll respond in hurt. God does not want us to respond that way. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:6 that He's made us accepted in the Beloved. One thing's for sure, we've always been accepted by the Lord. Praise God. You know, it's important that we don't let the rejection make big time changes in our life. Many people will absolutely make wrong reactions, outward reactions such as getting angry and bitter and rebellious, inward reactions such as being full of self-pity and insecurity and fears and feeling discouraged. Many times people's wrong reaction outwardly is to get rebellious. They often think, well, I wasn't loved as a child, so they can start being rebellious and that starts getting attention to them. Behind that hatred of authority, a lot of times because of a lack of love, that rejection, that rebellion gets a hold of them. And what's behind it? That wound of rejection. What's going to open the door there? You get rebellious, you're going to get into being stubborn and prideful and selfish and walking in those ways. Outward rebellion can be manifest in lots of ways. Lots of times, as you see this happen in the culture today, people will go into drugs, they'll go into alcohol, they'll get into fornication, they'll get into some other means of escape. Another wrong reaction to rejection is bitterness. That's an evil fruit produced by one's unwillingness to forgive another of his trespasses. In fact, repeated rejections, continual hurts and wounds that come into you from bitterness, it just opens up the door for more anger and hatred and retaliation and even violent or murder attitudes against people, wishing someone's dead. You know, you can have a bitterness and wish somebody was dead. Boy, that's a sinful attitude. You can't let that go on in you. God wants you to let that go, and it's come because of the fact that you felt rejected. Sometimes people can feel rejected when they're not and still give place to the devil. Another wrong reaction is self-pity. That's an inward reaction to rejection. And essentially, you're afflicting yourself. You're afflicting yourself and being in self-pity, just wallowing in the fact that you have been rejected. Others will escape. They'll run away and hide. They'll shut out people. They'll even go and escape into sleep or escape into some other kind of unreality in the books or TVs or movies or sexual things, or go find some other thing to do rather than deal with that rejection. Another wrong reaction is guilt. Many people, they've been rejected and they say, well, I must have deserved this. This must be all my fault. Has this happened to you? You've let this guilt come upon you, and then you carry that guilt continually. You feel guilty so easily, but it all started with that lack of love and that rejection. In fact, you're so easily to blame yourself and take that upon yourself. Now, others will do the opposite. They'll pass the buck, and they always transfer guilt to someone else. They'll blame someone else. They'll be the blame shifter. They've been rejected, so it's never going to be my fault. It's got to be somebody else's fault. And why? Because they got rejected somewhere along the line, and they have opened up the door to this wrong reaction. Others will get into inferiority. They'll compare themselves with others and think, well, I'm inferior, I'm inadequate, I'm not as good as someone else. And they put themselves down. Others will get into the place of hopelessness, feeling discouraged, feeling despair, feeling in defeat, and even depression. I've seen people sink into deep depression to the point where they're suicidal and want to kill themselves because they have been rejected. They feel there's something wrong with them. They've let self-rejection come into them, and they feel hopeless. Others will start being defensive. Someone's rejected me, so I'm going to defend myself. And a lot of times they'll do it. They'll be critical or judgmental of other people. They won't admit they're wrong. You know, judgmentalism is false protection. You're essentially blinding your own eyes and you're opening yourself up for self-deception. We can deceive ourselves. Other wrong reactions are being distrustful of people and even being disrespectful. You won't trust anybody. You're not going to show disrespect. You put up that hardness, that hard shell, and you're not going to let anybody else in. That is a great mistake. What are you going to do to deal with this rejection in your life? You've got to realize the fact that this rejection, the way you've responded to it, of these changes and the outward or inward reactions that are sin, are wrong. You've got to confess that as sin. The person who is rejected, you've got to forgive them. You know, Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We've got to learn to forgive a person. Maybe a father abandoned you. Forgive him. Maybe a mother did some destructive things to you. Forgive her. Some people, some kids have let their whole life be shattered because of things like this. That's because of a wrong reaction. We've got to forgive them. We've got to look to God. He's accepted us. Maybe somebody else has rejected you, but God accepts you. Maybe you've been rejected by a spouse who committed adultery and left you and went off with someone else. You know, that's a terrible thing to have happen in your life. At the same time, you want to look to God. God's my source. God's the one who doesn't reject me. Otherwise, you can get hurt, wounded, beat up. Bitterness can get into you. The devil can really do a number on you. And all these spirits come into you and all these emotional problems. And it can absolutely devastate you for the rest of your life if you don't deal with it properly. Remember, Jesus was rejected, but he didn't get beat up by the devil. You didn't see Jesus running around being all hurt and wounded and down and being rebellious and all these different ways of reacting. No. He dealt with things. He forgave the people. He realized what was going on. The devil was working through the person. And another thing that's important in dealing with the rejection correctly is get your eyes off yourself. If you start thinking of self, you're always going to react in a wrong, sinful way. What they did to me, so you'll react out of me, me, me. Because of what they did to me, that's why you react and respond. You've got to forgive. You must forgive and let go of it. Otherwise, you're going to be turned over to the tormentors. And you can't hold on to that. And you've got to draw unto the Lord. Draw nigh to the Lord and receive His love. Be secure in God's love. He accepts you regardless of what has happened in your life. And also, you're going to need to get delivered. See, these demon spirits that come in from this, they will harass you, and you've got to cast out the spirits that came in from rejection and from your reactions to get set free and get healed and restored in your soul. Praise the Lord. Have you been hurt? Have you been rejected? God wants you healed. The answer will be forgive, get stabilized in God's love, get delivered, get healed. Let God bring forth His victory in your life, and He'll turn things around. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I